This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, giving you information again that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do so. That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, gives you everything you need to know. Hearing from them as to what they have to say rather than it coming from me. Cool. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat. We have several friends over there right now. And by the way, thank you for the growth on YouTube, guys. This last week there was over, we've been doing this for less than 9 months now. We've got over 700 viewers now on a daily basis, and it's growing little by little by little, and we knew it would. They would just leave us alone. So we appreciate your trust. Thank you for also making us the number one, number two show out of 119 radio stations across the United States of America. Thank you for allowing us to broadcast into 53 countries. Again, we thank you for your trust. Going back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us live now. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and you can do the same thing there. Click onto it and join us on live chat. If you're driving now, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. If you call in and you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. If you're disingenuous, you're going to get the same sort of response. And I'm not asking for pros to call in. It can be pro or con, but let's be upright in our conversation. I love an honest collaborator, friends. I just totally do. But let's stay on the same level. And I say that iron sharpens iron. That defines out as to what I'm trying to convey to you even now. 1-866-588-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm looking at my son right now. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to play some audio for you, but I want you to listen to this first and foremost. Let me tee it up. I have a picture in front of me from an intensive care unit in Italy, okay, just this last week. And I have both pictures in front of me. So the top photo shared from a week ago is an ICU in Italy. Now the bottom photo was shared of an ICU, an intensive care unit in New York this week. Notice the difference. There isn't one, friends. It's the same exact picture. I'd shared with you last week Jason Jones going into Hawaii talking about how he was sincerely going in to be tested for the coronavirus. When he got there was nobody there. He took a camera in the second day. Nobody there. He sent out his friends to all the other clinics throughout the state of Hawaii. Some of them were closed down. No line Pines Friends all the way through the state of Hawaii. A guy this morning did the same thing in Phoenix, the Phoenix area alone. He was escorted out by the Gestapo Friends, and Gestapo is what they were acting like, let me tell you, in more ways than one. Asking questions, where are all the people? Asking doctors questions, I'm not allowed to answer that. Why wouldn't they be allowed to answer that? Why are they saying that they have no comment, friends? I mean, the media is telling us everything that they want you to know, and then when you go to question the narrative, all of a sudden the doctors who are playing along with this, friends, are saying, hey, listen, we can't comment. That's pretty telling, isn't it, friends? Who profits from what's going on more than Western medicine or the big pharma? Nobody is. And nobody does. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that we also had over the weekend, Todd Starnes, a reporter for that of Fox News, okay, because there's a lot of people out there. There's good folks over at Fox, but friends, the things that should bother you is not what they say, but what they don't say, and how that continuously fuel the narrative between the left and the right. But I want you to listen to this. This is Todd Starnes, friends. This is him coming directly from his mouth. He went into the hospital areas in Brooklyn looking for all these long lines. I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say and what it was that he's seen and what he didn't see.
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us on the news, and the Democrat leaders have been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. Now, again, this is not to diminish the virus or the crisis at all. This is just simply to explain to you what we are actually seeing in reality compared to what we are seeing on the television and what the Democrats in charge are telling us. So look, this is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room, and you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
No people, not a one.
Now again, this is not to say that this situation could change, but I'm telling you right now, this is what's really going on in New York City, here in Brooklyn. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital. But folks, this is what really aggravates me. Yes, this virus is a serious issue, but the reality is, I'm afraid that the mainstream media has been overblowing the coverage here. There's been a lot of fear-mongering going on.
Oh.
And that is unacceptable.
A serious issue, and there's nobody there. Keep that in mind.
The front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital, as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So, folks, I just want you guys to get an idea. We're going to be going to another hospital in the neighborhood just momentarily, but I want to give you an idea of what's happening here at the Brooklyn Hospital Center here in New York City. Okay. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what the mainstream media ought to be doing. We are an opinion radio show, but today we're becoming journalists so that we can present you the facts that you need. And it's pretty shameful what the mainstream media is doing.
Yes,
it
is.
Absolutely.
Now, you just fade it out. Okay? But for the record, guys, Todd Starnes said this is a serious issue. How serious is it? There's nobody there. Todd Starnes was talking about how this could all change. Well, this is what the media is promulgating. This is the fear the media is pushing. But there's nobody there. Friends, 2 + 2 equals what?
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to play that audio for you again. This is Todd Starnes. I want you to listen carefully. Pay attention to Todd's confusion. Though I appreciate what he's doing, he needs to think about what he's saying before he's saying it, friends. And again, I'm not trying to diminish his light to make mine brighter. I'm just simply stating that, listen, he's there. He's talking about how serious the issue concerning the coronavirus is, but there's nobody there. There's nobody there. Why did he go to the hospital in the first place, Todd? You went to the hospital in the first place because of what the media was driving you to. So you had the internal fortitude, and I'm thankful for you doing so, to go to the hospital and find out for yourself that nobody's there. Okay? That's how serious the issue is, which at length exposes the criminals for who they are. Friends, you've been robbed $2 trillion over the last week. All under the guise of the coronavirus. See, the people behind the scenes don't expect folks to actually go do their due diligence. Well, Americans have a long history of that over the last six decades. Well, things are changing because a new up-and-coming generation is actually going to do what others prayed about. Okay? They're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. But I want to let you know, friends, that you need to listen to Todd when he's talking, okay? He said, also, he said, things may change. Wait, what do you mean, Todd, things may change? Again, you went to the hospital because of what the mainstream media was driving you to. These long lines of people being tested for coronavirus. And by the way, there's many videos coming out online today exposing this administration, exposing the mainstream media, driving support to, guess what, friends, just like I said, we're going to find out what the pill is in all this jam. Breitbart just reported yesterday morning, FDA gives emergency authorization of hydroxychloroquine use. And it's interesting to note, friends, that this is exactly what we were waiting for. What's the pill in the jam? Hey, FDA, I mean, we all trust them, right? Gives emergency authorization for this new drug and its use concerning the coronavirus. Just in time, folks. Just in time. And I suppose there's people out there thinking about what's going on. And guess what? You were right if you were thinking the same way we were. Folks, oftentimes those that create the crisis are the ones that play the problem solvers. And when they come in with their resolve, you can see who created the crisis. Right? Just like the other day when we were told on Saturday, Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, is going to force the CEO to create ventilators. No. They're playing, friends, enemies. The clowns in the circus continuously put on the show for the American people. I guarantee you behind closed doors, GE CEO and the administration are good friends, because what he's doing is driving support and driving business to GE, just so you know how the game is played. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. And until the American people learn the tactics of their enemies, friends, nothing's going to change in this country. I want to play this audio again for you, and then I'm going to get over to a pastor we've been told that they have a warrant out for his arrest in Florida. I happen to know who the guy is. He's one of the biggest heretics in America. We also know that he sits on Donald Trump's evangelical board, interestingly enough. So was this another ploy? Is this another political distraction, friends? This is all aimed at the church. And what happened there, I'll get to that in a moment. First, Todd Starnes, listen carefully, friends.
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us on the news, and the Democrat leaders have been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. Now, again, this is not to diminish the virus or the crisis at all. This is just simply to explain to you what we are actually seeing in reality compared to what we are seeing on the television and what the Democrats in charge are telling us. So look, this is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room, and you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here. Now, again, this is not to say that this situation could change, but I'm telling you right now, this is what's really going on in New York City here in Brooklyn. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital. But folks, this is what really aggravates me. Yes, this virus is a serious issue, but the reality is I'm afraid that the mainstream media has been overblowing the coverage here. There's been a lot of fear-mongering going on, and that is unacceptable. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So, folks, I just want you guys to get an idea. We're going to be going to another hospital in the neighborhood just momentarily, but I want to give you an idea of what's happening here at the Brooklyn Hospital Center here in New York City. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what the mainstream media ought to be doing. We are an opinion radio show, but today we're becoming journalists so that we can present you the facts that you need. And it's pretty shameful what the mainstream media is doing, and it's absolutely unacceptable. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 million people on lockdown, and there's nobody in line waiting to get tested?
Well, because
why is that, ladies and gentlemen?
That's the delusion
that's
they're selling the American
people.
That
we're going to get
people.
An answer to. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
All right, this is Todd Starnes
signing off
from here.
Totally appreciate you. Totally appreciate you. Listen, I'm going to take a quick phone call from Joni Johnson calling from I don't know where. Thank you for joining us on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you?
I'm good, Bradley. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I have got some interesting information for you. Anthony Fauci, the doctor that they've been parading all over the media, who is doing a lot of hype on this, how bad this is supposed to be, he recently wrote, not 4 days ago, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, this is not a news. It is a peer-reviewed journal for all the doctors that this COVID-19 is nothing more than a severe seasonal flu with a morbidity rate of 0.1%. But then mm-hmm. he goes on TV and he tells everybody, well, this is going to get really bad. So, you know, between what he's saying to those that are his peers and what he's saying to the people are two different things. Now, and I know this is probably kind of a little odd, but if you know Richie from Boston, he has a YouTube channel that they have totally demonetized. But he has had three doctors on there that have come out and said that this is not happening. Now, is the virus real? There is some debate about that. Some people say it isn't. Some people say it is. Now, when I wrote the articles I did, I went on the premise that, yes, this is real, but it's nothing to panic about. You would do the same measures as if you had had the same seasonal flu. This is just a little bit different. But because I want to be conservative about that and not, you know, I don't want anybody to panic because there's no really need to panic. But what the doctors are saying, what the journals are saying, and what the TV is saying is all different. It's not the
that's
same.
Right.
It's different things. So I don't know where
well,
President
that's,
Trump
Joni,
is
that's
getting
this,
his
that's
information.
This, yeah, no. You know, one of the things that the American people need to get over with is the fact that Americans, you need to quit acting like they don't know what's going on. The American people need to quit acting like they're not on the same team, because what we just found out after they just pushed this coronavirus relief bill, guess what? We were raped once again. The coffers were robbed. The deficit is up $2 trillion higher than it was a week ago. We found out that the money in the bill had nothing to do with the American people or the coronavirus relief bill. Had nothing to do with it whatsoever, Joni. So we need to get over the fact that... Oh, it's a majority of it was pork. And it's like, you know, that's right. What's sick about this is when you look, I got a post right in front of me right now, $300 million for PBS. It was actually $350 million. This is what a conservative wrote, and I'm saying this on purpose, okay? It was sent over to a person. It says, Democrats are taking advantage of the American people, period. Instead of taking the president's call for a stimulus seriously, these leftist jokers included frivolous payouts to be leftist shills, including $750 million for the National Endowment. I haven't seen that one. For the humanities, $35 million for the Kennedy Center, $300 million for PBS, and $350 million for migration and refuge assistance. What does that have to do with the American people being relieved of this virus, friends? Absolutely nothing. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says help has arrived during the ongoing fight against coronavirus as the U.S. Navy hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, is now docked in Manhattan.
It's a major, major moment in this long battle that we will be fighting against the coronavirus. I want to say to all New Yorkers, we have evidence here. You are not alone.
The Democratic mayor is also praising the efforts of the federal, state, and local authorities.
This was supposed to take 2 weeks to make it possible for this ship to dock. They did it in 8 days. And that means help has arrived quicker and we're going to be able to do the life-saving work right now.
Maryland is the latest state issuing a statewide stay-at-home order amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan made the announcement on Monday, and Macy's is furloughing most of its 130,000 employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
That was crazy, huh? It was. Hey, by the way, thank you for the phone call, Joni. I totally appreciate it. Hard break. That's what got us all off here. If you want to jump online, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to tell you this, and I wanted to make clear as to what I'm sharing with you here, friends. There was a conservative post, yesterday's liberals, okay? There's no difference, folks, between the left, right, right? The blaming the left for what the right is now doing. That's what's happening, okay? The right is now blaming the left for what they're doing. Did you hear what I said? The right is now blaming the left for what they are now doing. Again, divide and conquer. That's how the system is set up. It's the political language created to make lies sound truthful. That's all. Folks, what you hear 24-7 through the mainstream media, friends, and these politicians is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Did you just hear these commercials during the break? All driving what? The same narrative. Not a one has stood up yet, except Ron Paul, and said that the whole coronavirus is a hoax last week. He's the only one that had the guts to tell the truth and shaming the devil. But see, what people need to understand here is, here let me do this, and I'll take it in stride here, okay? When you look at this conservative post, it was addressed to someone's name, and then it says, Democrats unconstitutional party are taking advantage of the American people, period. Instead of taking the president's call for a stimulus seriously, these leftist jokers included frivolous payouts to the leftist shills, including, okay? And then it highlighted the things that were the pork that was found in the bill. I have one question for all of you that are not paying attention, okay? You ready for this? Who signed the bill? Who signed the bill? What was it, the Democrats, as you're led to believe? Who, I'm asking you, who signed the bill? What was it, the leftist that signed the bill? Or was it Donald Trump responsible for signing the bill? Donald Trump signed the bill. I just want to make clear. Do you see how foolish and idiotic these people look? This is why they're a complete reproach in the face of the up-and-comings. This is why they're despised, because of what they put up with. I mean, it's pathetic to say the least, friends. Who signed the bill? Who signed the bill? Again, we know that there's $350 million that was in the coronavirus relief bill for you and me, friends. $350 million was for foreign refugees in the United States of America. What does that have to do with the coronavirus relief bill? Absolutely nothing. I want you to consider what we were talking about just a couple minutes ago, friends, and playing that audio by Todd Starnes. There was nobody lined up to get any testing for any coronavirus. There was nobody there. Last week, Jason Jones, nobody in Hawaii. Another video coming out of Phoenix right now. He takes the video into the hospitals, asks questions. He was escorted out by the Gestapo because that's exactly what they were acting like. Friends, where were the people? There was nobody there. You just heard another mayor from another city talking about how a ship is now arrived. Help is here. Help for what? I got a question for you, friends. Where are the sick people? The only sick people we keep hearing about are movie stars. And these other people, like overseas, like Prince Harry and others, friends, those are the only ones that we're hearing from, or someone on Trump's staff. You know, but can I ask you something, friends? Did anybody pay attention to the picture which speaks louder than words of them talking about social distancing in the United States of America? Did anybody pay attention to the President of the United States? By the way, if you look at his pulpit, there's no presidential seal there anymore. Did anybody pay attention to that? No presidential seal. There's no presidential seal on his pulpit. I just wanted to point that out. But it's interesting, when they were selling to the American people the social distancing in the United States of America, notice that there's 30 people in view, all huddled up, telling you to keep your distance from one another. And let me just go back to this, because their purpose is not to be our daddies and our mommies. They can't even, hey folks, they can't even take care of their own lives, and they want to dictate yours. You go ahead and have that, because I'm not one of their sheep. They work for me. I don't work for them. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, when you look at a picture, friends, which speaks louder than a thousand words, there they are, talking about how you need to keep the distance. I mean, folks, if I can't get you to see the simplicity of what's going on here, then I got to say this. And you say that I'm not being merciful. Listen, how do you show mercy to a people that don't respond to the truth? I want to tell you this. I can't do it for you. Folks, some people out there, you have eyes, but you don't see. You have ears, but you don't hear. And I want to tell you why. Because you prefer to have it this way. You think that this game's going to go on forever, and then someday along the line, you're going to repent before God and get it right. No. You're not promised tomorrow. And you're one that doesn't deserve mercy. Friends, the game is being played out right in front of us. The clowns in the circus of politics, the left, right, they're both on the same team. Reading off the pork in the bill, does that not tell you they're on the same team? $350 million of this coronavirus relief bill goes to foreign refugees in America. $800 million went for an endowment for the humanities and the arts. $100 million for NASA. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. And this, again, is the tip of the iceberg. But listen carefully. $25 million of this coronavirus relief bill, listen carefully, are for additional House of Reps salaries, for upping their salaries. I thought this was about you. Oh, and it's my understanding there's another bill on its way. That's why they got to keep this hype going, friends. They got to keep the hype going so they can push another bill through. Did you hear what I said? This is all political distraction. This is what we have found. Talking to nurses, EMTs, ambulance drivers over the last week. Where are the sick people? I don't know. Had a doctor over at my house last week who's a friend of mine. Where are the sick people? I don't know. I don't know what the media is talking about. Does this explain why the media and the big tech companies, as they like to be called, are attacking people like you and me? Because they want to set the narrative to go one direction, and you just heard the news. And what is it? All the direction that they want you to go. By the way, did you also know the list of pork in this coronavirus relief bill? Did you also know that there was amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens in the United States of America? Did you hear what I said? The pork that was found in this coronavirus relief bill. Amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens. What do you want me to say, America? I can't do this for you. I can just make you aware of what's going on here. And I'm telling you, I'm doing that because there's very far and few between that are willing to actually stand up and do and say what needs to be done and said. You got too many people going the same direction. You got too many people out there that think they're doing the right thing when in fact they're doing the wrong thing. Folks, you have the right accusing the left of what the right is responsible for. And that's what makes them wrong. Period. That's what makes them wrong. Read Exodus 20. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Read Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. It's almost laughable, friends. But look at how they wielded control over the minds of the American people to believe that this is actually legitimate. When you have cameras going to the doctors, when you make phone calls, friends, to the hospital, and cameras going to the hospitals and finding absolutely not one person in line, how does that jive? How is that congruent with what the media is telling you? It's the exact opposite. And who is pushing the narrative more than Donald Trump? Nobody is. And let me remind you of what the FDA just said. They just gave an emergency authorization of what they call the cure for coronavirus. Hydroxychloroquine. You can find that on Breitbart. These, and by the way, every once in a while, folks, these guys will come out and nail it too and tell you what you don't want to hear. And it's a conservative outlet. Good for them. I high-five them for doing their job. But before you know, and by the way, there's also video out there right now, friends, of this doctor, as he calls himself, and Donald Trump, contradicting themselves with every step of the process. Since when is it government's job to tell you, you can't go to work? Since when was it the government's job for them to mandate no more gun sales? Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you this because it's important that you hear this. Just wrote an article, gun sales are up 309%. This is the voice that tyrants in the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. They don't want you to know that there's other people from coast to coast, from the southern border to the northern border, that they are unified. They're scared to death, folks, because their narrative is falling down big time. Big time. And I want to say this, just to make clear. It's been my position since day one to question the origins of this virus. Okay? To question the authenticity of the narrative. It's been my position since day one. I am simply asking you, if you're in opposition to what we're sharing with you right now, to show us the proof. And see, this is what the media can't do. Neither can corrupt politicians. See, folks, success to them is in how much money they spend speaking to the government. It's never measured by the results. It never is, friends. And the fact of the matter is the results are that they can now measure is you've just been ripped off $2 trillion to add to the deficit.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about as the show goes on, where are all of those people lining up to get their coronavirus tests? Can't find them. Fox News reported on it, friends. For some of those that think that we're theorists, right? No, I want to tell you something, friends. Conspiracy is on full bore concerning the agenda that's in play today in so many different ways. I wanted to make clear on something, too, before I make my next point. Quarantine is when you lock sick people away. Locking healthy people away is called tyranny. I just wanted to make clear on that. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing right now. That's why many people are beginning to defy. It's been going on since day one. They're defying because they're unconstitutional, unlawful orders. And where's the media? They're right there to try to point their finger and polarize anybody that dare calls out their tyrannies, friends, and exposing them for their fraud. Yep, and you got the brainwashed conservatives going right along with it. Yep, yesterday's liberals. The right was, the real right was doing their job, friends, or it wouldn't be a left. but it shows you how the media is attempting to wield control over the minds of its subjects who are being enslaved on a 24/7 basis. I just shared with you, friends, as to what's going on concerning this coronavirus relief bill. Folks, raising the reps' salaries, hundreds of millions of dollars going to foreign refugees, amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal. What does that have to do with it? I'll tell you what it has to do with. It has everything to do with what I've always told you what it was about. That your country's under judgment. God is very specific in his judgment. And he said that he would hand over your country to those that hate you. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, if you want specificity, friends, it's right there. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, 50, and go to the end of the chapter. 63, 68, so on and so forth. Your country is literally being handed off to a foreign people. That's what's happening, and it's what I've always said it is. Why? Because that's what Scripture tells us is going to happen. You're either going to enjoy the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, or you are going to fall under his displeasures and his judgments. If you don't want to be chastised, you're going to be judged. Okay? And it's amazing how these self-righteous people who continuously reject the counsel of God against themselves, that call themselves the right, and they call themselves Christians, refuse to acknowledge the truth for what it is. Okay? And it's not enough for me to sit there and blame them for what they're not doing. No, I'm taking responsibility, uncovering them, John 15, exposing them for who they are, Luke 12, 2, and doing my job in repairing the breaches, okay? Isaiah 58, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. That's what I'm doing. There are people that are resisting, friends, across the boards. I know this guy. I had lunch with this guy. I had a guy call me up one day. I'm thinking about 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, call me up and say, hey, Bradley, I have a friend here. I want you to talk to him. What's his name? Rodney Howard Brown. Okay, cool. Picked up the phone. I said, hey, dude from Africa. I knew exactly who he was. They call him the Laughing Prophet. He's one of the most heretical preachers I've ever seen in my life. Went and had lunch with him. Super cool guy. In the process, he invited me to be his guest of honor that night to a local church, which is a prosperity church. Matter of fact, he even asked me if I wanted to go have golf with him and Pastor Mac Hammond in Minneapolis here, Living Word. It's a prosperity church. He's in cahoots with Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copeland, and the bunch. And I told him, I said, that wouldn't be a good idea. That wouldn't roll well. Super cool guy, but he's a heretic. Went to church that night. I don't think we lasted more than 10, 12 minutes, and me and my wife and family got up and walked out. Because everything was a joke. Well, guess what? You know, the heretic that he is, no question that he is, he's got internal fortitude. He's got courage. Why? Well, because he had church regardless of what the President of the United States of America said. Isn't it interesting how liquor stores are open? Isn't it interesting how the military, your sons and your daughters, are out on the streets enforcing his edicts, unlawful though they are? Isn't it interesting how Planned Parenthood is wide open? Isn't it interesting, friends, how the hospitals are open, right? Anything that works for the agenda, hey, man, they're working 24/7. But you Americans, you need to take my command, sit down, shut up, and do what I say. Well, this guy didn't do that. There's another guy in Louisiana doing the same thing. You heard over in Louisiana, the governor came in and said, we're going to bring in the military to enforce this. Sound familiar, America? Whoa, how is this all of a sudden being aimed at the church? Of course it's aimed at the church. It's always been aimed at the church. Because the church is the light of the world, which exposes their darkness, and they don't want that. This is the history of the church. And if persecution comes, let it, because that will fan the flame of those that are real and put out those that are not, the sheep and the goat. Okay? That's just, again, what history teaches us. But Rodney Howard Brown, I guess he had church regardless. You know what? Good for him. You know, I wish all those that claimed that they were sound in their theology, that they were Orthodox Christians, I wish they would have as much courage as this heretic would and does. I wish they had as much courage as Rodney Howard Brown has. Whoa. That's a stain on your self-professed character, isn't it? Yes, it is. And rightfully so. Well, they're reporting Florida sheriff to arrest Rodney Howard Brown, megachurch pastor who flouted virus rules. Friends, they can't prove the virus. And apparently Rodney knows that, and he's calling them out for who they are. You know, this is how the church, by the way, sets aflame other Christians throughout the land, regardless of the Lord, regardless of who the Lord uses. Read Philippians 2, you'll find out. Because it talked about how when Paul was in jail, it emboldened other preachers to do what he was doing. That's exactly right. Just look to the civil rights movement. Friends, this is where we grow up. This is where we play the men. This is now. What Rodney's doing is right. Right? What the Louisiana pastor is doing is right. All those other professed Christians giving excuses as to why they're submitting to a tyrant in the people's White House instead of submitting to God like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did in Daniel 3. Listen, they're the heretics as well in so many different ways. They're the Pharisees. They're the part of the problem, friends, that the world needs to see. And they are being seen for who they are. Do nothings. You're worthless. The devil can't even use you. That's the truth of the matter. Pharisees, woe unto you, Pharisees. Instead of the church standing up and playing the men of God that they should be playing right now, what are they doing? Oh, well, we just better, you know, we better keep our social distancing. Though the government can't prove a thing. No, the media can't prove a thing. Oh, and those facts, Bradley, we just don't want to see those. You're too radical for us. We don't want to see that, Brad. We don't want to see those empty hospital lines. We don't want to see those doctors talk about how this is a farce. We don't want to hear Ron Paul, you know, the guy that's been in government for 30 years. We don't want to hear him talk about how the coronavirus is a complete hoax. No, no, no. We don't want to see it, because if we see it, then we're going to feel condemned for what we're not doing and standing against it. Exactly. 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 America, you are filled with the land of capitulating cowards, is what you are filled with. The church should be united under God right now. The righteous in government should be united under God right now, which exposes God's enemies. That's what unifies us. That's what unifies us. What unified Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, by the way, friends? Them going into the fire when the fourth man showed up. Who did the Lord judge? He judged those that threw him in the fire. Who was glorified? It wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. It was the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through the mouth of the corrupt king Nebuchadnezzar. It's when the church stands up and does their job and they obey God and define tyranny, that's when the corrupt kings, that's when the corrupt politicians, that's when the hirelings acknowledge the God that you serve. Only then, and not until then. And there's too many people that don't understand a thing that I just said, because they don't understand Scripture. And why is it? It's a different voice, isn't it? Yep, it is. It is. You know, for as much as Rodney's a heretic, I'll tell you what, I sure stand with him in this one, because he's doing the right thing. The same thing with the guy out in Louisiana. I praise God for you, brother, for doing your job. This is what the world needs to see. Who are the real ones and who are the pretenders? Because the world is sick and tired of all of the pretenders. This is where you see the real ones. Stand up and be counted, right, church? No better time to do it than right now. I'm going to tell you this, friends. The world doesn't need, during a fearful time, as A.W. Tozer said, a scared world needs a fearless church. A scared world needs a fearless church. Did you hear me, church? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.